Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for listening in. I have another fantastic show. You know, this program is dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can get the most educated points of view and allowing you to make informed decisions. It's all about making informed decisions about issues and needs that you have that will allow you to truly get the outcomes you want. And that's what this program is all about. So for those who are listening for the very first time, I want to welcome you to What Women Must Know. Hope you'll be coming back every week or at least listening to the archive shows. And if you are listening for the first time, or maybe not, but you haven't actually gone over to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, and also my website, which is What Women Must Know, please do so because I send these shows out every week, so you are absolutely guaranteed to receive them. And in addition to that, there's all sorts of other educational information, things that I find really worthy to share and spread around will be there posted on my Facebook page and also with newsletters from my website. So hope you will be joining me there and liking me there. Now, I want to talk about a really important topic. We are extending the month of October, which is, as you know, Breast Health Awareness Month. I prefer to call it Breast Health Awareness Month rather than Breast Cancer Awareness Month because it's all about strategies to support our optimal health and healing, and we want to be empowered with those strategies. So I'm extending it a bit because there's another topic that I want us to explore over this month that I think is absolutely critical for not just breast health, but overall health, and an issue that affects and generates most chronic diseases that we are experiencing at this time in our culture. So my recent article, I've just had an article published in an online portal called Cancer Active, and this is a in-depth article called Breast Cancer Hormones and Wi-Fi. So I will include it in the archives of the show, but if you just go to Facebook or again, like I said, opt into my newsletter at What Women Must Know, I'll send it out to you. It's a really important article because it expands our awareness about what is the true effect and consequences from living in our Wi-Fi world. And this is a big story. We're going to be exploring the story today with an expert who's going to help us understand, lay it all out, and impress upon all of us the need to, first of all, to understand the consequences from our absolute love affair with our Wi-Fi devices, but the risks associated with that. So a lot of people may be surprised. A lot of people may not want to hear it, but it's absolutely essential because there is no escape any longer in our world from exposure to Wi-Fi frequency. So we have a lot to talk about, a lot of really important information to talk about. So we're going to be today exploring the health challenges of living in our wireless world with the solutions that are available. And my guest today, Alfred Hanser, is going to be laying it all out so we have a very clear and understandable appreciation of the issue and the action steps we can take to protect ourselves and our family and our children and our pets. But certainly our children and our pets are the most vulnerable. So just let me tell you a little bit about Alfred. Alfred is a highly successful entrepreneur operating from the core values of integrity, personal responsibility, and a vision to make a difference globally by truly serving the needs of others. And he is an experienced executive with a track record of founding and growing several highly regarded and successful companies in the health and wellness industry, including a multinational medical device distribution company in Europe. Alfred's current leadership of GIA, dynamic international wellness company with patented and proprietary techniques in multiple wellness areas, has resulted in helping millions of people improve their quality of life in the process. Alfred has been a speaker at numerous scientific symposiums around the world as an expert in the areas of electromagnetic radiation problems and solutions, as well as in hydration, nourishment, and human energy with an emphasis on anti-aging. And it's my great pleasure to welcome Alfred to the show today. Hello, Alfred.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's always a pleasure. You've been on the show before, and I felt it was time to bring you back because we are needing more than ever before to get the word out. You know, I was just listening to some of the speakers at an EMF Health Summit that was presented recently from speakers all over the world. I've had many of those speakers on my show in the past, and as you know, and I have to say, I've been working with your company for how long has it been? 15 years, maybe, ever since the beginning. I have been on this topic, drumming, you know, hitting the drum, shouting it from the rooftops for over a decade about the dangers of Wi-Fi and why it's so important to get protected. So there is growing awareness of the problem, but there are very few really effective options that are available, which is why I like what you are doing and the company To Your Wellness that you have helped to found. So we're going to talk about all of this, and I think the good place to begin, Alfred, is to help those listening who may not understand why we have such concern about what's happening in our Wi-Fi world, why it's so dangerous. And before you jump in, I just have to say that I have listened to Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt give a lecture about Wi-Fi, and for those that don't know Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt, he's out of Seattle, and he's one of the most respected integrative functional medical doctors. He's a leader in his field. He's highly, highly regarded by everyone in the healing world, healing arts world, and in the medicine world, medical allopathic world as well. And he says that he will not even see a patient unless they are fully remediated from exposure to EMFs, because he says that there is no way he can truly heal these people if they are on their phones, at their computers, and in their Wi-Fi world without protection. So that is a wake-up call for all of us to hear. And I want you to start by helping us to understand why he would make that statement. What is it that's going on about this Wi-Fi world that we're in and will only be exacerbated as to, why it is considered the most dangerous toxin we're exposed to right now?
Well, those are great questions. And, you know, to start responding to them, I think first, probably it's a good thing to set the stage as to what wireless radiation is, right? So we heard about EMR, EMF, so electromagnetic radiation or electromagnetic frequencies. That's been written about a lot. And people sometimes think that, you know, oh, electromagnetic radiation, it sounds really scary. What is it? Why am I exposed to it? What can I do about it? But the reality is it's a form of energy that is all around us every day. It comes in the form of radio waves, microwaves, X-rays, gamma rays, even sunlight is a form of electromagnetic energy. But the issue is, in wireless radiation-related topics, the issue is that the radiation that comes from your cell phones, your cordless phones, your wireless router, and various other devices that are wireless, that radiation, your body does not understand what it is. It's a man-made repetitive frequency that the body doesn't know what to do with. And the reason why electromagnetic radiation and why Dr. Klinghardt and so many other experts have talked about its dangers is because the body's own energy field, the human biofield, it's the energy, the collective energy that's emanating from every single living cell in our bodies, that field is attuned to the Earth's magnetic field. And the Earth's magnetic field that we interact with on a daily basis happens to be random. It's not repetitive. It's not the same wherever you go. If you're walking on a regular road that's paved versus a grassy field, the electromagnetic field of the planet is going to be different. So the body is used to low Hertzian random electromagnetic fields, like the Earth's magnetic fields, but the body is not used to these high-frequency, repetitive, information-carrying radio waves, as they're called. And that's the real issue that these health experts are concerned about, because information-carrying radio waves from your cell phone, your cordless phone, wireless router, etc., they have shown to cause biological effects in the body, because the body doesn't know what to do with them, and the body's trying to defend itself in their presence. And those biological effects can lead to health issues. Those health issues can potentially lead to illness and disease. And what we have done as a company is try to come up with patented proprietary solutions to help counteract those effects. So the issue with electromagnetic radiation is that it's a foreign energy to the body. Body doesn't know what it is. It's man-made. It's foreign to the body. And the body goes through a self-protective mechanism within, you know, in milliseconds to seconds of being exposed to it, trying to protect itself from it, and that's where these damages are starting to occur. I hope that that makes sense, Cheryl.
Yeah, so that makes sense. You know, I just want to direct people to an app. I think it costs about $4 or $5, but it's worth it. It's called The Architecture of Radio, The Architecture of Radio, and it's an app. In lifetime, you will be able to experience all of these frequencies that are, you know, touching us, moving through us, affecting us 24/7. And you will see just the extent between satellites and Wi-Fi routers and cell phones and cell towers and smart meters. It will show you those frequencies that you are interacting with 24/7. And as you said, the exposure to these frequencies in our world, which is what, the last 30 years, has never existed before in the history of humanity. Never in the history of humanity have we been working with and interacting and being intersected by these frequencies now 24/7, right? It's like it's getting more dense and increasing all the time, the exposure and the different frequencies, which there's a term that I recently started using, I heard it, that helps me. It's called non-native frequencies. These are frequencies man-made, do not exist in nature. And, you know, Alfred, the other thing that always amazed me when I was doing this research is that our DNA is an antenna and picks up and responds to frequencies, and the frequencies, these fields that are emitted from Wi-Fi devices are perceived by our very DNA as a toxin and damages the DNA. You know, that's so shocking, right?
It's shocking, and really one of the first studies that was groundbreaking in that regard was Dr. Henry Lai from, I believe, the University of Washington up in Seattle. If I recall correctly, that's where he lectured and that's where he did his research. And really what he was showing is that electromagnetic radiation exposure has a tendency to create irreparable DNA damage. And what you just mentioned is one of the reasons, because our DNA, we are frequency beings. That's just the reality of the situation. When we talk about terms like the biofield or the human energy, these are not, you know, out there esoteric concepts. These are very much rooted in medicinal reality. We are frequency beings, and animals are frequency beings, and plants are frequency beings. And that's why electromagnetic radiation is, or information-carrying radio waves are so dangerous, because our frequency beings, our core of our frequency beings, are responding to that non-native radiation that you talked about. You're 100% correct.
So can you give us an understanding of the mechanisms of harm? What happens when we are exposed to these frequencies? I mean, we're talking about what happens when we are carrying our cell phone around with us? What happens when we are in a room that is Wi-Fi, our computer's connected with Wi-Fi, we're sitting next to a router? What happens when children are in a classroom that is Wi-Fi, when we're in a car with Bluetooth? What is happening when we have these exposures to our, you know, to our very selves?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what I'm going to do, with your permission, is divide the response into two aspects. And one is, what does physiologically happen? And the other one is, what are some of the symptoms that people are experiencing that they may not even relate to radiation exposure? So let's start with the mechanism first. What happens is, your body has the biofield, right? That's, as I said, we're frequency beings. Every single cell in the body has a little electrical or electromagnetic impulse. And cells communicate with each other with those impulses, right? We've seen neurons firing. We've seen close-ups of when people illustrate how the body communicates. How does a brain cell direct a muscle to contract or to expand, et cetera. So we are based on that frequency and those impulses as human beings. And so when we have non-native radiation we're exposed to, cell phones, cordless phones, wireless routers, et cetera, you have the information-carrying radio wave that you're now dealing with. That radio wave transports several things. Number one, energy and heat. And number two, that's when, you know, your cell phone gets hot, yes, because of the battery, but also radiation causes, even non-ionizing radiation, causes stress-induced heating. So when people have the phone against their ear and they experience this kind of hot ear syndrome that many of us have experienced, that's not just you pressing an object against your ear, that's also radiation creating stress or stress response in your body. And despite the fact that the radiation is non-ionizing and supposed to be non-tissue heating, there's a stress response that occurs in the body, and that's measurable with, for example, meridian stress assessment screening. And so you have energy and heat that's being transported and information that's being transported. The picture you're sending, the text message you're sending, or the voice that travels from phone to phone. And when those two components, energy, heat, and then information, are in the same space and you have that information carrying radio waves, the biological response in your body is triggered. So that it takes milliseconds for your cells to sense the presence of the radiation. It then takes a few seconds for the cells to determine whether this is a friendly frequency or, as you call it, a non-native frequency that the body doesn't know what to do with. And that's when the body interprets that frequency as being an invader and toxic. That's when the biological responses are starting to that's when they're beginning. So the biochemical responses, the body interprets electromagnetic radiation as a toxic, and it induces biochemical protective responses. And the problem with that is that when your body is constantly trying to fight off this foreign invader, this radiation, this domino effect really ends up fatiguing your body. So when people start saying, gosh, I have a headache all the time, or I'm dizzy once in a while, or I feel anxious, or I can't really remember things like I used to, or my eyes are feeling like they're pressurized in a way, my heart is having palpitation, I'm having premature aging on my skin, I look much older than I'm supposed to for my age, maybe I'm having some respiratory issues, or maybe I feel dehydrated, or even I can't get rid of my last 15 pounds that I've been working out so hard to get rid of. All those things have now been shown to be directly correlated to the body's exposure to electromagnetic radiation. But it's not a direct effect in a lot of these cases. Sometimes it's an indirect effect. For example, as I just mentioned, with weight loss or the inability to lose weight. When the body is that stressed, when it's an environment where it feels it's being attacked by wireless radiation, the body puts out cortisol, and cortisol is a stress hormone. And we all know that stress is one of the key contributors to weight gain or the inability to lose weight. So there's the reason why I brought up these symptoms is because I want to make sure that people know that this is not just an abstract, you know, mechanism of harm on paper that people in physics talk about. No, this has real-life symptoms that people are feeling, but they may not be correlating to their exposure to wireless radiation. So when I see people that say, gosh, I can't sleep at night properly, or I'm anxious throughout the day, or I never feel rested, I always feel fatigued and tired, one of my first questions for them is, what is your wireless lifestyle? What does it look like? Where's your router in your home? Where's your cell phone? Do you carry it in your pocket? For ladies, do you carry it in your bra strap? I mean, we've seen some really, really crazy things out there where people are literally obliterating their bodies with wireless radiation. So that's how the mechanism of harm works, and those are some of the symptoms that people have reported from being exposed to electromagnetic radiation. And then last thing is electrohypersensitivity is now, in many countries around the world, been accepted as a true illness. This is people that literally cannot be in an electropolluted environment anymore. That's how sensitive they are to that. Cheryl?
Well, so, you know, you'll have to take a deep breath, because the message is, and the truth is, that we've been lied to, we've been deceived. You know, if you dive deep into the terms, and when you go onto your phone, the agreements and terms and the information, I mean, it truly states you don't want to hold the phone against your body. You need to have it several centimeters away from your body, because it is a known human carcinogen. And that just leads me to also remind people that the Wi-Fi frequencies have been listed by the World Health Organization as a possible carcinogen. I'd say we are beyond a possible carcinogen place. We're into, you know, definite carcinogens. But anyway, it is acknowledged that this is a carcinogen, and yet we are pursuing it. We are moving forward, and we're going to talk a little bit as we get into this subject down the track about the 5G network that's being set up. But before we go there, so we've talked about some of the mechanisms of harm. There's no escape. We're all being exposed to a greater or lesser extent. I always like to ask people when I lecture, Alfred, how many devices do you have in your home when you add everything up? Phones, routers, computers, TVs, Echoes, you know, Apple Watches, Fitbits. And, you know, people are saying, oh, my God, you know, 15 devices in a family. You know, so this is 24-hour exposure now. And especially if it's a smart meter on someone's home. And most dangerous place if it's against the wall of your bedroom, where you should be resting and recovering and healing at night, but these frequencies that are pulsed out are damaging and interfering with the cycles of healing and repair, we're in trouble, right? We're in trouble. So, you know, you've dedicated yourself in the last 15 or so years to bringing to market some solutions. And I want us to spend some time, because we really need to look at effective, proven, patented technologies that are benefiting our bodies, protecting us from this exposure. And I think that what you're doing is really unique. It's rare. I have looked at many solutions people are offering. Either they're offering minimal protection, like, you know, just get a hollow air tube headset, or some blocking devices, or some chips on the phone. I test them. I have a with kinesiology, I test. Nothing works except the Gia technology that I have been using for 15 years. So can we talk a little bit about why this technology is so unique, the fact that it is patented, there are clinical studies that have been done showing the effectiveness, and just help us understand just why this the GiaPlex technology that is in the protective devices that have been developed by Gia Wellness are so unique and so effective.
Yeah, thanks for you know, allowing me to talk a little bit about that, because one of the most frustrating things for me in the past, having been in the wellness field now for 20-plus years, is when you go to a seminar and you hear all the scary things and you never hear about solutions, what people can do about it, and that can be really frustrating, and that's one of the things we wanted to change as a company. You know, our tagline and our motto as a company is to bring wellness innovations to the wireless world, and they are never more needed than they're now, because we are in an age where wireless radiation has skyrocketed. It's the fastest growing toxin on the planet. And so what we have done is we have sourced, we've worked with inventors, with patent holders, with people that are extremely smart in the various fields of expertise, to put together technology synergies and to commercialize technologies in the form of easy-to-use, affordable, everyday-use products. So we know that people use cell phones, and people are not going to stop using them. We know people use wireless routers, and they like the convenience of being able to access the internet anywhere in the house or their office. We know that the convenience is a major driver, and technological innovation will not stop. So what we knew is by bringing GeoFlex-powered, MRET-powered, ERT-powered, and I'm going to give you all the definitions of those acronyms in a minute here, but we knew by bringing these technologies to market that Geo Wellness products, in particular Terra Gia, that's inspired energy products, we wanted to bring technologies to the market that are easy to incorporate into somebody's daily lifestyle. So I'll give you an example. One of our technologies, so again, we have a patented noise field technology called MRET, molecular resonance effect technology, which when it's in the presence of electromagnetic radiation, it gets stimulated. It itself emits what's called a random noise field, randomized. So it's not a repetitive wave. It's a randomized wave. And it's a low Hertzian randomized wave. And in physics, when you have a low Hertzian randomized wave that superimposes itself on the microwave radiation that's repetitive, you are masking that radiation that's repetitive. And so that's the point here. We are not blocking or shielding or diverting radiation. Because if you did that on your cell phone or on any other communication device, you're killing the very signal that makes the device work. So whenever you hear people talk about, oh, I have something on my phone that blocks radiation by 99%, be very cautious. Because if it really did that, you would not be able to make a phone call anymore. If you want to test that theory, just wrap your phone into aluminum foil and try making a phone call or receiving one. It's not going to work because you're blocking the signal. So we knew that blocking the signal with communication devices is not the way to go. We knew that we had to find a technology, and we did, and it's patented, and it's out there, and it's called the Gia Cell Guard, and it's called the Gia Cell Guard case, and it's called the Gia Universal Guard, and all these technologies that you can find on GiaWellness.com, you will see that these technologies are designed to be A, easy to use, B, affordable, and C, they slide into your daily usage pattern very, very simply. So you don't have to change your cell phone usage habits. You don't have to change your habits with your cordless phone and wireless router. It's about changing the way these technologies impact your body. And we have what's called a dual action technology. This MRET technology that I just explained how it works is combined with energy resonance technology, or ERT, and that technology works on reinforcing your biofield, your body's energetic field. Think of it this way. What your heart is to your circulatory system and your lungs are to your respiratory system, the biofield is to your energetic system. It's literally, quote, unquote, your energetic organ. And that needs to be reinforced when you're in an energetically toxic space that is full with wireless radiation. So our secondary technology, ERT, is designed, which is in every single Geo Wellness product, by the way, that is designed to reinforce, to re-nourish your body with the right frequencies to make your body more resistant to the energetic assault that you're exposed to in the wireless world. So the combination of MRET and ERT, we call GeoPlex, and that technology is found in many Geo Wellness products in the areas of inspired energy. And the reason why we don't just call them radiation protection products is because they're so much more than that. They are products that are designed to put your body back into the zone. We've all felt in the zone before. When we're really focused, when our bodies are performing at their best, when we are athletic, when we feel strong, resistant, resilient, when we feel rested, that's the zone. And so Gia's product, that's why we say wellness innovations for the wireless age. Put your body back in the zone in a highly wireless, saturated environment, and do it with patented proprietary technologies that have proven to make a major difference for people's lives. Cheryl?
So Alfred, okay, so there are these two technologies. One is called molecular resonant effect technology. And I want people to understand, they look like just little slivers or little beans, at least the ones on your phone and the ones for your computer and router and all these devices that are emitting EMF. But they're deceiving, aren't they, Alfred? Because in this technology are these two patented types of frequencies that are emitted that actually are communicating to the body in such a way that they are strengthening your energy field to be more resilient against these stressors, but also in a sense, hiding or camouflaging to your cells the experience and the stress and the harm from the frequencies emitted from all these devices. It's kind of protecting the cells because they don't see it. I mean, if you can't see it and it's not damaging you, you're safe. Can we talk a little bit more about the mechanisms of harm, the work of Dr. Martin Paul, and what we know is happening when we are not protected from this field that we are all in?
Yeah, sure. And I think, you know, if we put the two points together, the mechanism of harm and then how our technology that we just discussed are designed in order to interface with that, that's when for most people, you know, the proverbial light comes on when they hear those two points connected. So let's try to do that. First, again, on the mechanism of harm, two major things happen, right? So your biofield, your body's energetic field picks up that there is this foreign, non-native, you know, this man-made radiation that the body doesn't know what to do with. The biofield literally, well, figuratively gets a chunk bitten out of it. It responds in a negative way, contracts in the presence of the radiation. And the biofield, because it's the end result energy field of all the cells that make up the body, the biofield, when it gets pushed on or damaged or dented or chunk bitten out of it, figuratively speaking, by radiation, the biofield then feedbacks back into the body, and therefore every cell of the body, guys, we're being attacked. And that's the first mechanism that takes place. Where the domino effect starts is in your biofield. And then, obviously, there's other biological effects that are taking place. You know, transport mechanisms are slowing down or shutting down the body. Toxins that are larger molecules get trapped in your cells. The body starts getting toxic. Your body starts getting dehydrated, et cetera. So the body goes into the self-defense mode, and fatigue starts setting in, and brain fog and all these other things that people are reporting and experiencing when they're exposed to high levels of radiation. So that's the mechanism of harm aspect. So how do you need to counteract that? Again, energy resonance technology, which we talked about, the biofield strengthening technology that is proprietary to us at Geo Wellness, that's in every product because we want to make sure that your first line of defense, the biofield, gets re-strengthened, that it gets reinforced, because that is your first layer of defense against radiation. That's where the problem starts. And then once the radiation hits the body, you have other issues that you're dealing with. And what we do with MRET, molecular resonance effect technology, which is also part of some of these interventions you mentioned, CellGuard, Universal Guard, CellGuard cases. Now we have fully protective cases for the phone, et cetera, that we've come out with. This technology, as you said, in the presence of radiation, it gets stimulated. It literally piggybacks like a surfer riding a wave. It piggybacks on the man-made radiation, and because it itself has a random frequency to it, the mix of those two creates an effect where you're masking the radiation that's present. So you're not shielding it, you're not diverting it, you're not blocking it. Why? Because you still need a signal in order to make a phone call, send a text message, or send somebody a picture or a video. So if we block, shield, or divert, we are killing the very wireless device that you need to communicate. So that's not the answer. The answer is to change its impact on your physiology. And that is what these products are designed to do. And when we've done the studies, for example, have been published around, you know, what molecular resonance effect technology, how it changes the body's response, it's pretty dramatic. And most importantly, what we're hearing from people that are using these devices is it's everyday benefits that they're experiencing. It's, I'm sleeping a lot better. My energy is a lot higher. I don't feel nearly as dehydrated as I used to. My fatigue levels are entirely different. I can think more clearly now. Those are all things that are the direct result of the body being given the opportunity to self-repair and the body being surrounded by the right type of energy. So this dual-action technology between MRET and ERT that we call GeoPlex, that is in so many of our Geo Wellness products, that's where the science lies, and that is where we are attacking this issue of electromagnetic radiation.
You know, this is so profound, and I really want people who are listening to understand that just like Dr. Dietrich Klinghart, will not see patients until they are remediated, because the ongoing damage to the body from exposure, which, by the way, is invisible, we can't see it, taste it, smell it, unless you are electro-hypersensitive, which is affecting a lot of the population right now, we, you know, blissfully go on our way. But we need to understand, and this is where I've been writing and researching, exposure to these frequencies, to the Wi-Fi frequencies, are affecting everything down to the health of the ovaries. It can be damaging the ovaries, which means that women have, and men have, a huge problem with fertility, which I just saw an article today saying the fertility rates are going down. Sperm rates are reduced by, I don't know, was it 25% down, or maybe they're only 25% of viable sperm. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that we have to put the dots together. And since we've been exposed to this field, we have increasing infertility rates, we have increasing DNA damage, and other harmful effects affecting the fetuses, which leads to children who are more vulnerable to learning disabilities, to autism. In fact, Dr. Klinghart was saying that exposure to EMS is altering the microbiome, important. We know how important the microbiome is, the healthy gut flora, but he was saying that it's allowing these retroviruses to grow and proliferate. So exposure to this toxic field is altering so many mechanisms. And I just have to say, the research of Dr. Martin Paul, who's a professor emeritus, who looked at just why these frequencies are having harm on the body, believes, as do many, many other health practitioners and researchers and scientists, that exposure to these fields, this constant exposure, is leading to massive amounts of free radical damage that is generating the epidemic of chronic diseases, including cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, cancers, infertility, autoimmune diseases, and the list goes on and on, directly impacting this growing epidemic of modern-day chronic degenerative diseases. Linked primarily, the first cause is how these EMFs are altering all the key functions in our body, and then add bad diet, add stress, add environmental toxins, and that's why we are in the mess we're in.
Well, and if you don't mind, I would just like to quickly add to the profound message you just shared, because that is one of the big issues that we're facing here, is this, really, it's a misinformation campaign that's out there, oftentimes driven by a very powerful industry, right? So the industry, the wireless industry, wants you to believe that cell phones are safe, Wi-Fi is harmless. The cancer specialists are saying, watch out, cell phones can cause cancer, Wi-Fi can lead to tumors, et cetera. And the reality is, for most people, the answer is somewhere in between. It's the headaches, the dizziness, the nausea, the depression, the anxiety, the memory loss, the insomnia, the fatigue, the deteriorating vision, the chest pain, the premature aging, the asthma maybe, the abdominal pain, the hair loss, the dehydration, etc. So there are so many symptoms of EMR exposure and of toxic exposure that people don't even connect to the wireless radiation exposure. And the way I've always looked at it is this, and many experts I've spoken to agree 100%. They say, listen, every toxin on the planet, water pollution, soil pollution, nutritional pollution, et cetera, is, think of it as a small fire. And then think of electromagnetic radiation as the gasoline that's poured over every single one of those small flames. So electromagnetic radiation is literally the multiplier of the impact of all those other toxins. So when people look at, you mentioned free radical damage. What's one of the key issues around free radical damage? It's premature aging. So if you ask somebody today that goes to a makeup counter or to let's say somebody who gives them a moisturizing facial, there's a good chance that the esthetician will not think that part of the reason why this person looks haggard and older than they're supposed to is because of their wildlife lifestyle. But as you just mentioned, free radical damage being one of those key things, they did a meta-analysis of 100-plus different studies from different areas of physiology, and the one common thread among all of them was that free radical damage and stress response is correlated to living in a wireless life or living in a wireless environment. So people need to really start opening their eyes and start thinking about not just the headline grabbing, well, cell phones may cause cancer. Well, let's say you never have a tumor, and we hope that billions of people won't. But what about not being able to sleep at night? What about not being your best when you're being out there exercising or trying to run a half marathon or being a weekend warrior on a tennis court, whatever it may be? What about your heart not being healthy? What about your skin looking more aged than it's supposed to? Those are the real life things that people need to start thinking about. And that's why this question, what is your wireless lifestyle and what are you doing about it? Those are two key questions that people need to be asked. Cheryl?
Yeah, very huge questions. And I want to say people often associate the risk of using the phone with brain tumors, and it truly is. These gliomas are directly related to DNA damage from exposure to your phone. And just to bring it home, I had a bookkeeper, and I was telling her about my, you know, concern about EMFs and working with technologies, and she told me that her sister, interestingly enough, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. She had slept with a phone for 7 years under her pillow because she was concerned she would miss a call from her kids, and she was finally diagnosed with a glioblastoma, and they put her through brain surgery. They gave her radiation. They put her through all these horrendous treatments, and eventually she died. And, you know, here is this person in my space just telling me her sister has a brain tumor and she slept for 7 years with the phone under her pillow. So, you know, this is a real and present danger. I just want to make sure everyone listening does not sleep with any device being charged, plugged in near their head, because the other thing is that these frequencies are perceived by your pineal gland, a light sensitive organ, as a light frequency, which turns off your melatonin at night. And your melatonin not only helps you with sleep, which is why people who have exposure to all these devices and are charging and have electrical cords around their, especially around their heads in their bedroom, have such a problem with insomnia. Actually, it's not just that. I mean, most of our population right now is struggling with insomnia. And it is shutting off our melatonin, which is protection against cancer, as well as allowing us to have deep sleep cycles. So the ramifications just go on and on, Alfred, which is why I'm going to, you know, kind of be straight up about this to everyone listening. You cannot use these technologies without protection. Otherwise, you're putting yourself and your family at risk. And so many of the researchers are so concerned, they just see this epidemic of chronic diseases skyrocketing in the days, weeks, years ahead because of everything we're talking about today. If you do not have proven patented technology when you use these devices, you are going to suffer the consequences. And that's a pretty strong message, and I just feel we need to put a strong message out, which is why I've had so many guests on my show trying to get people to understand there is a problem, but we have a solution. It's an affordable technology that has been patented, has been proven. It's convenient to use. And if you are not using any protection for yourself and your children, your grandkids, you are rolling the dice, when Russian roulette when it comes to your health. And why? Why would you do that? I don't know. Anything you want to add about that, Alfred? Because I just think it's so important imperative.
It's super important. I'm glad you brought up the whole concept of melatonin and sleep and those type of things. And I'll tell you, one of the things that we've done in GIA is we have, from day one, never believed that electromagnetic radiation is kind of a magic bullet solution type of, industry to be in. So one size fits all. We have our approach to solving this problem or to attacking it is to have a multidimensional solution, a 360-degree approach. We came out earlier this year with a concept called the Inspired Wellness Home. And what we've done there is we've literally bundled together from all areas where we know wireless radiation is impacting your body, the areas of hydration, nutrition, sleep, biofield wellness, and of course, device-specific applications, cell guards, universal guards, cell guard cases, smart meter defenders. We even have solutions for that. So we've bundled together with the Inspired Wellness Home concept in a bronze and a silver and a gold package, as we call it, different tiers of all those components. And the reason when people said, gosh, why are you including products for your personal environment or specifically for devices you're using or body-worn products or nutritional applications, hydration, weight management, why do you bundle all that together? Because it's a complex issue. It hits you on every single one of those levels. I'm going to give you an analogy. Think of sun protection, right? The stronger the sun, what are you going to do? You're not just going to, let's say, wear a hat to protect your face. You're going to put sunscreen on, hopefully healthy one and good one, and you're going to put sunglasses on, and you're going to wear that hat, and you may be also wearing UV protective clothing. The same concept applies when you're exposed to radiation. You're going to need multiple layers of interventions. The same thing happens. So the reason why we have a 360-degree approach is because just protecting your cell phone and with any technology that you would want to have on your phone, that's one thing. But what about your wireless router? What about your hydration levels? Hydration is incredibly important in the body's resistance to external stress. All the functions in the body are totally driven by proper hydration. So you got to have an intelligent solution there too, and we do, and that's why we incorporate this Inspired Wellness Home concept into bringing this idea to people and say, listen, your wireless lifestyle is complex. You mentioned it earlier, Cheryl, on the call. You said that people have 15 or more wireless devices in their homes, in their offices, in their cars. Our wireless lifestyle is multi-layered, and it has multi-faceted effects on our physiology. Therefore, it's important that you don't just have a one-size-fits-all approach. That's why we bundle things from various wellness categories together to make sure that we give you the best chance of thriving in a wireless environment where you can still use your wireless devices, have the convenience of them, but at the same time, you're doing intelligent things in the areas of radiation protection, hydration, nutrition, weight management, all these things that we know are make up your entire human being, your entire presence on this planet. So that Inspired Wellness Home program is fits like a glove into the strategy of a 360-degree approach versus just do one thing and hope for the best. I hope that that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, exposure to EMS hydrates the cells. I mean, people wonder why they have hydration issues. If you're not properly hydrated, you can't perform your 100,000 biochemical reactions per second in your mitochondria. I mean, so, you know, when you start getting into this, it's just overwhelming what we're up against. Alfred, we've got a little more time. I want you to talk about what we're moving into, this 5G world. So just briefly help people understand what this 5G technology is, and I want you to help us understand how the GeoPlex technology that you have with your products can help us and protect us as we enter this new age of 5G.
Sure. So basically, there's different generations of wireless technology, and 5G is the fifth generation that's being rolled out. Most phones now are on 4G, and sometimes when you're in a bad area where there's, you know, hardly any reception, you're bumped down to 3G, and you're kind of not very happy because maybe the movie you're watching on your phone is not being streamed properly. So what 5G promises to do is that, for example, it will speed up data transfer so dramatically that a movie that currently takes, let's say, 10 minutes to download on your 4G or your LTE phone will take less than a second to download. And, of course, that's going to open up things like autonomous vehicles, virtual reality, the Internet of Things, as they call it. So it's basically massively magnified data transfer that's going to speed up technology dramatically and speed up communication and speed up entertainment, et cetera, on our various devices. Well, that may sound a whole lot of fun until it's not, because in order to roll that out, they have to roll out new technologies, technologies that are called, for example, millimeter waves. Those are very high-frequency radio waves that will oscillate in an entirely different different band of frequencies, so between 30 and 300 gigahertz, for example, whereas currently the bands are below 6 gigahertz. So they're literally upping the ante from which bandwidth they're going to operate from. They're going to put out these miniature base stations. So think of it as small cell towers that instead of a cell tower that's now prominent and that people are protesting because they don't want to have it put up in their neighborhood, now there's going to be mailbox-looking things that are actually a cell phone base station. There's going to be light posts in people's, you know, leafy neighborhoods and suburbs where there's going to be, the infrastructure is going to explode. They're estimating there's going to be 300,000 additional antennas and base stations built out in the next 24 to 36 months to roll out 5G. Then you have things called massive MIMO, beamforming technologies, full duplex technologies. Those are all technologies without going too much detail, and you can read up on all that online, of course. But these are technologies that are going to, quote-unquote, turn up the heat on human beings, plants, and animals as it relates to wireless radiation exposure. So the issue we're facing is that near-field radiation exposure, that's the exposure that back in the day, 10, 15 years ago, used to only get that from a cell phone when you pressed it against your head or your body, or from a wireless router when you're standing right next to it. That's called near-field radiation, the few inches from the radiating device. Now, with that new infrastructure to roll out 5G, near-field radiation is going to be virtually everywhere. So even if you're not holding a cell phone in your hand or wireless router, you're going to be surrounded by so many base stations, antennas, and infrastructure that it's going to be really attacking your biofield and your body's physiology, because the body's going to be constantly swimming in this soup of electromagnetic radiation. So to answer your question, what can we do about it? What are we doing about it? And why are we confident that the MRET and ERT technology, which what we call GeoPlex, and that our technologies are very much suitable for the 5G age? I'm going to give you a couple analogies to bring the point home. So earlier I mentioned that ERT, energy resonance technology, a proprietary technology that's in every single Geo Wellness product, that works with reinforcing your biofield. And the generation of wireless exposure doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a 3G, 4G, or 5G, in the sense that ERT does its thing with reinforcing the biofield whether or not any wireless network is present. So the energy resonance technology does not need radiation in order to be stimulated. It doesn't even care that radiation is present. All it focuses on, and it's constantly on, it constantly reinforces the biofield, your body's energetic resistance to external stressors. So think of it not just as kind of a biofield bodyguard. That technology that, again, runs like a red thread through every single one of our products in Geo Wellness, that technology is like a permanent biofield fitness coach. It, like, constantly helps strengthen your bioenergetic muscle, and it's designed to make you more resistant and more resilient to external stressors that include, but clearly not just limited, to wireless radiation. So as 5G gets rolled out, obviously ERT is going to be a really, really crucial component, even more crucial than it was in the past, because your biofield needs to be stronger and stronger and stronger with the near-field radiation assault. The same concept applies to the molecular resonance effect technology, the patented technology that we use in those Inspired Energy products. Why? Because regardless, I gave you earlier an analogy about a surfer and a wave. Our radiation, the MRET, molecular resonance effect technology, MRET, it travels on the radiation wave like a surfer surfs an ocean wave. Well, regardless of if a wave is 3 feet high or 4 feet high or 5 feet high, a surfer will still ride that wave. And the same concept applies to EMRIT. Regardless of whether you're exposed to 3G, 4G, or 5G, the EMRIT technology will still be riding the frequency wave. If anything, the EMRIT technology needs radiation to be stimulated. That's the brilliance behind this patent, that the very power source, the very stimulus for this molecular resonance effect technology, that stimulus is wireless radiation. So EMRIT lays dormant when there is no radiation around it. As soon as there's radiation around it, especially near-field radiation, it triggers EMRIT. And once EMRIT is triggered, that randomized bio-friendly frequency superimposes itself on the radiation and piggybacking on it changes the way the body responds to it. That's this masking, this camouflaging concept we talked about. Again, this is all about the GeoPlex technology and the GeoWellness products are all designed to reinforce the body's resistance to electromagnetic radiation and to change the body's response to the presence of it. It's not making radiation go away. It's not blocking it, shielding it, diverting it. It's not treating, curing, mitigating, or preventing illness or disease. That's not what it's designed to do. We're a wellness company. We are designing technologies, patented and proprietary, to change the way your body interacts in a wireless radiation environment. And that's why we're really excited about what we have in our hands here at Geo Wellness, because we feel we're incredibly well equipped to enter this 5G age and whatever comes thereafter in terms of wireless technology based on how our technologies work. I hope that makes sense.
Well, I think you did a great job explaining something that actually is quite complicated, and certainly the two technologies that you've incorporated in your protective devices are highly sophisticated technologies, but you've made them available for us. I want people to please go visit the website GIAwellness.com/yes. And that will take you to the website, and you can look at the energy protecting devices. There's nutritional products. We didn't even get into the water as a way to hydrate your mitochondria at the very core of your functioning for your cells. But get protected. So I'm just going to leave with one last message to everybody. You have to get protected. You cannot survive and thrive in this ever-increasing Wi-Fi world where we're expecting 50,000 devices or more to be hooked up to the Internet of Things, and expect you, your family, and future generations to survive and thrive. Protection is an absolute must. So if you're not hearing this message, if you're not taking action, I just want you to be warned. It's going to have consequences. So, Alfred, I appreciate the dedication you have to the work you're doing, to bringing these technologies out into the marketplace. Thank you so much. I've learned so much from you, and I've been protected for years, and I have my family and friends, everyone is protected. So at least I feel like I have some strategies to help me navigate through this world. So, Alfred Hanser, thank you so much for being with us today and helping us to understand how we can safely and effectively navigate through our Wi-Fi world. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, Alfred. Keep up the great work you're doing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the platform, and I appreciate everything that you do. You are an incredible advocate for bringing this topic to the masses, and I literally take my hat off, figuratively speaking, because you are a pioneer in this, and I've very much enjoyed over the years reading your various publications and your insightful articles, and I've heard you speak many times, so the pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Alfred. So again, please go to Gia, GIAwellness.com/yes. Check it out. Get involved. The website has a lot of great information and studies if you're needing that. And until next time, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.